Day. It's day this Thursday, and it's even better. I'm literally sucking on a sorbet popsicle, and I'm happy to and proud and chuffed to be introducing you to Popco, proudly local ice cream. So we're celebrating local today, of course, with those blazing hot summer days out there. Why not keep cool this summer with a proudly local and handmade, all natural and delicious popsicle? And it really is divine. So let's find out a little more about Popco. And I'd like to welcome my guests in the studio. They are Didi and Tim Dean, founders of Popco. How did it come about? Was it just like a flash of inspiration? Yeah, there's a little opportunity in the market, a niche in the market. What was it?
Thank you so much for having us, Clarence. It's wonderful to be here and awesome to chat about Popco a little bit. We absolutely love adventures, and we were traveling in South America, and we've been talking about starting a business together. It's always been a big idea for us. And because how hard can it be, right? Actually really hard.
I'd like to find out how hard.
But yeah, we came across these ice creams in South America, all natural, high fruit.
And I got mango all over my face.
Not quite. Moment. You're doing well there.
No. Well, all over my mouth, and it's absolutely divine. Clearly inspired by that equator somehow.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. We just thought there was a gap in South Africa. We started researching, and we wanted to build a business and a product that represents the incredible quality of South African fruit, and an all natural alternative to the mainstream stick ice creams out there.
Yeah, and those are foreign brands often that we are taking out of the fridge and eating, and it doesn't talk to the nuances that South Africa is like.
Absolutely.
Yours does.
It's we're produced just down the road in Salt River, and we're proudly South African, and we're trying to build something awesome.
So you established Popco in 2018, and then slap bang in the middle was COVID. That must have been a bit of a setback. Are you clawing back that little market share that you gained at the start?
We've been growing all the way through, but it has been incredibly difficult, as for most small businesses during this time. But we're very, very excited about the growth that we have seen. Load shedding has an added challenge. I think just speaking about the local side of things as well, the ingredients that we use, one of the local quality ingredients is cocoa-fed chocolate. When you move on from the sorbet, the mango strawberry that you're tasting and enjoying at the moment, I highly recommend.
It's really good. It's absolutely amazing.
Chocolate and the chocolate as well. You can really taste the great quality.
And there's some vegan options as well. I heard you correctly?
So we have 8 dairy flavors, and then 9 on the vegan sorbet side and vegan cream. So there'd be no dairy in any of those. We aim for high fresh fruit content in all of our vegan sorbets, just in general, lower in calories, lower in sugar, no added pastes or concentrates or flavorants or colorants. So it's all natural, better for you, healthy ingredients, and capturing the fresh fruit qualities and nutrients.
So you looked at what was on offer, and you decided to be different, and you're ticking all the boxes. Are you saying that what would be the kind? Is there competition in that fridge that has all the ice creams and the sorbets in it? Is there competition to Popco?
There is.
Okay.
But we believe we stand out because
a healthy alternative. I didn't think I'd find it in that kind of fridge.
No, not as much on the healthy alternative side, because the mainstream ice creams do dominate. So
yeah.
Ola, for instance, has most of the stick market in South Africa. Dairy Maid follows with them, but those are high volume produced units in factories with mainly concentrates and powders used as part of their production. Definitely not the same fresh ingredients. And
to give you an example, we go off to the market, the Cape Town market, and buy fruit en masse, deep up the watermelon, and produce the pops.
So the local economy is stimulated.
Exactly.
Throughout.
Exactly.
Somebody says, yay, Popco, proud employee.
Yay.
Go Didi and Tim, regards Susan.
Yes, no, we're so grateful to have an incredible team.
How big is your team at this moment?
We've got 15 in the team. And, 15. Really grateful for them being part of the journey and building Popco to the point that we've got it so far.
I'm getting a sense that you're scaling exponentially as well. So it looks like a team that's going to be growing in the short term.
Yeah. Yeah, we have about 150 retail stockists around the country. So 30-odd spas, engines, delis, O'Meals, restaurants, Spear, Boschendahl, Folk Cafe is a very big customer of us in Muesenberg. So our goal is to keep expanding.
So some niche clients and some fast-moving consumers.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So give us the big brands that are stocking stocking your product.
A lot of the independents, so spa groups, and then the wine farms, so destinations, Spear and Boschendahl.
The O'Meal groups, some Vita E cafes.
Yep.
Just
sugar-free, halal, kosher, all the boxes are ticked, and we're going to continue with this conversation. So Popco is on a mission to create the best handmade ice cream and sorbet popsicles in South Africa. Popco developing healthy and vegan alternatives to large-scale manufactured ice cream, between a quarter and a half of all the calories and fat, and lower on sugar. I think next time when you stand over that fridge contemplating your next purchase, just remember this, Popco. Remember what I'm sharing with you. And remember, too, that it's a local brand. And remember this. I mean, I've tasted two of them now, and I think I'm gonna land up with the same conclusion with everything else that I'm gonna take. Everyone is better than the previous one, but I think they're just absolutely amazing. And I do believe, just turning to Didi and Tim Dean, it's a different manufacturing process as well. Did you mention that? And how does it differ? And what's significant about your manufacturing process?
So, Clarence, very importantly, to get the right texture, it's a fast freeze. So you're not able to achieve this if you put it into your freezer at home and it freezes overnight, over an eight-hour period. We freeze within 15 to 20 minutes, and that creates really small ice crystals and a lovely texture.
That's
on the
flasher?
Exactly.
Those tastes are just... You know, I've had the strawberry and mango, and you say it's real fruit. Real fruit combined with what to give me what I just had?
Well, real fruit with a little bit of water and a little bit of sugar, and that's the magic.
And
so blending it beautifully, freezing it fast, but we put a lot of effort and experimentation into the recipes itself, and the right balancing, the boldness of the flavors, the high enough fruit content as well, because... You could go lower and then have a softer flavor, but definitely no use of any concentrates or nothing that's been heat treated from a flavorant perspective.
So you're saying nearly trial and error.
Yeah.
Albeit that the inspiration comes out of South America specifically.
Exactly.
And it's just the taste, the experience that you had with this particular product?
Yeah.
Or did you get into a factory and glean some of important stuff that you replicated over here?
We saw some retail locations while traveling, but you don't learn too much from that. And then we did go over for some training with the equipment manufacturers, partly in recipe development, just to create the foundation. But then we've had to build further on that through the experimentation.
Clarence, Tim's a chemical engineer by training.
I got it.
So we had 16 iterations per flavor to get exactly the right... chemical engineer making ice cream, right?
Yeah. It's wholesome. I mean, it can't reconcile the two.
We do have also... We should definitely shout out to Andrew as well. He's our head chef and production head, and he's a chef by training, and he's added also a huge impact into the recipe development.
Absolutely.
Is your range determined, or are you going to expand on that particular
range? We plan to expand further. We are experimenting on some new flavors. We've got one that's basically ready to release. It's another vegan with some honey as the sweetener.
Wow.
We haven't gone there yet on any of the on the flavors in terms of adding honey, but we're excited about this one. Just a little teaser, there's some ginger in there too, so look out for that release. There's more to it, but so we'll carry on building on both the flavors that we have and possibly on some of the products that can be part of the Popco suite.
And I think maybe restaurants should look at it as well, maybe as a dessert. But I think if you're going to have this, then people may just want it as a main course, so maybe maybe not. It's definitely not going to clear your palate. It's going to linger, and it lingers long. It's still here, and I'm going to just pop over to have some more.
Clarence, the other thing which is also probably quite important to share is that we also have an online site. So we've got 150 stockists around the country, and we've also got an online site. And so any customer can go online if you're in Western Cape, Gauteng, or KZN.
And have it delivered.
And have it delivered within 1 to 3 days.
And it comes in boxes of 8, 30, and 100, so you can kind of stock up.
Exactly. And we have this build-your-own-box feature, so you can choose and create your own box out of the 20 flavors that we've got.
Sure.
Which is quite exciting. And allows people to experiment and try new things.
Okay, and listen, is it load shedding? Is it load shedding compatible, or is it going to turn into liquid in an hour? I think those are important considerations. Now, can I stock up for the month? Can I take the 100, for example?
You can. It keeps really well inside the polystyrene inside your freezer. So, okay. But most of us with load shedding, even for a 4-hour period, your freezer at home is going to be fine. We do face some challenges with the extended outages at the retailers, but we manage that with them. So there's sometimes some stock loss there.
I think, where can we find you? Where can we buy? I think most importantly, online. What's your online presence?
So online is at ilovepopco.com.
ilovepopco.com.
Or on Instagram at ilovepopco. You can find us there as well. And we've got a lovely following of people who are incredibly supportive of our brand, and we are very grateful for that.
I think it's an amazing brand. Congratulations. I think it's going to find traction. I think a whole lot of orders are going to come through, and I think there's going to be, more importantly, a whole lot of repeat orders. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's lekker to have you. Always lekker to celebrate South African innovation and entrepreneurship. Ndidi and Tim Dean. Such representatives today, founders of Popco, an amazing product that I hope you are going to encounter as a consequence, if not of this particular conversation, that it's going to find you somewhere. Taste it, and you'll never go back to wherever you've been prior to it. It is 11:15. We are going to talk about Parktown prawns. Can you believe it? I mean, that's the next conversation.